5 kilometers north of Preela, 15 kilometers south of Djurdkrant, on the Curonian Lagoon in the Povalka Bay, lies a fishing village and favorite place of all summer visitors, Povalka. The Pilkosius Dunes are just a short distance away, stretching a little to the north. The dunes were called dead after 6 villages were covered with sand a couple of centuries ago. After every major storm, people had to dig up their farms or build new fences to temporarily stop the encroaching sand, but this did not save the settlements. Povalka has preserved buildings from the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, the Naringa cycle path, small piers, and a concrete jetty with a lamppost where waterfowl and other birds rest and find peace during migration. The pier is used by fishermen and moored by travellers' boats and yachts. To see the widest variety of birds, it is best to visit the pier early in the morning or before sunset. Gulls of all kinds like to rest on the pier at all times of the year. If you hear it, it's a gull. The bird that is very often confused with a seagull. So, how do you tell them apart? A seagull's tail is like a notch in the middle, while a gull's is straight. Seagulls spend the winter in warm places, while gulls usually spend the winter at the seaside. The largest breeding ground for gulls in Lithuania is the island of Krečiūnas Lake, where 50% of the population of this species breeds in our country. Gulls feed mainly on fish, invertebrates, and mollusks. According to ringing data, they can be as old as 31 to 33 years. Cave ducks, terns, waders, and sea eagles can also be seen at the Povalka Pier. The nature we seem to miss so much is right next to us. Knowing the places where winged birds congregate is enough to reward yourself in a way when you go to these places. A bird-lined pier, birds soaring and landing together, their sounds, wing beats, colours, unique and absolutely costless sights. Or in other words, gifts of nature.